This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli vows that the government will move ahead overcoming inequality, poverty and corruption. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba talks to Minister for Higher Education in Odisha State on the death of a Nepali student, calls for a fair investigation into the case. And U.S. President calls Ukraine's president a dictator without elections as U.S. rift with Ukraine deepens. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said the incumbent government would move ahead by removing the challenges of inequality, poverty and corruption prevailing in the society by making democracy transparent and more accountable. Addressing a function organized on the occasion of the National Democracy Day 2081 at the Army Pavilion, Turikhel, yesterday, he made it clear that the government's policy was to take the country towards prosperity by empowering the youth. Reflecting on the past 75 years since the end of autocratic rule, the Prime Minister noted Nepal's progress from prosperity to poverty, from poverty to prosperity. Likewise, President Ramchandra Podil attended the special function organized by the main celebration committee on the occasion of the National Democracy Day. Vice President Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Khemire, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Lawmakers, Heads and Office Bearers of the Constitutional Bodies, High Officials of the Government of Nepal, Representatives of Diplomatic Missions and people from different walks of life were present on the occasion. In the meantime, the government has announced the Prime Minister's National Talent Award 2025 to be conferred soon. This year, recipients include Dr. Chiring Lama for telemedicine, Dr. Biraj Singh Thapa for science and technology innovation, Purnima Shrestha for mountaineering and Avas Maske, and Hariram Shrestha in the field of science and technology. Similarly, Dr. Om Murthy Anil is to be awarded for medicine, footballer Savitra Bhandari for sports, Rabindra Puri for heritage conservation, Dilsobha Shrestha and Ramji Adhikari for human and social services. The award recognizes citizens for their contributions to peace, good governance and innovation. Taking to social networking site, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli congratulated all for their selection for the award. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba has talked to an Indian minister by phone on the issues relating to the Odisha incident. Dr. Rana had a telephone conversation with Surya Bansi Suraj, Minister for Higher Education in Odisha State, on the death of a Nepali student, Prakriti Lamsal, in a hostel of Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, Odisha. According to Minister Dr. Rana, Secretariat during the call, the foreign minister urged the Odisha minister to conduct a fair investigation and bring to book the culprit and ensure a safe atmosphere in the academic institution for Nepali students to resume class. In response, Indian Minister Suraj informed that Odisha state had taken the incident seriously and formed a high-level investigation committee to probe the incident and cater justice. He also informed a separate hotline number was set up for Nepali students and their guardians for consultation, and efforts would be made to return the Nepali students studying in the institute. Moreover, it was said in the telephone conversation that the institute had initiated action against the college staff who abused Nepali students, and a safe atmosphere was ensured for the students returning college hostel. The government has decided to launch a campaign related to the use of Made in Nepal products to increase the consumption of Nepali products. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari said that the stepwise preparation has been launched for the campaign. In a brief conversation with Radio Nepal, Minister Bhandari said that the preparations are going on to emphasize the use of Nepali products, including cement, transmitters and clothes, among others, and amend the Public Procurement Act. Stakeholders have emphasized the need for the national news agencies, RSS, to contribute to the country's prosperity through credible and accountable journalism, addressing the function organized to mark the 64th anniversary of the RSS, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung highlighted the government's efforts to update outdated laws and regulations to improve public services and support development. Likewise, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology Radhika Arial called on the media to ensure every citizen's right to be informed and guaranteed, as guaranteed by Nepal's constitution. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, applauded the news agency's new audio-video and language-based news services as historic steps. Likewise, President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, emphasized the need for fair pay for working journalists, while RSS Executive Chairperson Dharmendra Jha reaffirmed the agency's commitment to quality news services. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has emphasized the need to expand election education and voter education for a greater participation of citizens in the election. In a press statement on the occasion of the 9th election day yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia saw urgency of making arrangements that would allow voters enlisted in the voter list in a designated polling station to cast their votes at any polling stations across the country. The election day has been observed every year on 7th of Nepali month of Phagun since 2073 Bikram Samvat, commemorating the general elections held in Nepal for the first time on the same day in 2015 Bikram Samvat. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has escalated his attacks on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, calling him a dictator and saying he better move fast on a deal to end the war with Russia. His attacks came after Zelensky reacting to U.S.-Russia talks in Saudi Arabia, from which Kiev was excluded, said the U.S. president was living in a disinformation space governed by Moscow. Trump, who is trying to bring the fighting to a close on terms that Kiev says are too favorable to Moscow, used an extended social media post to lash out at Zelensky and call the Ukrainian a dictator without elections. Zelensky's five-year term of office was due to come to an end in May 2024. However, Ukraine has been under martial law since Russia launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022 and elections have been suspended. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places in the Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and at one or two places in Lumbini province and hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and at a few places of high hilly and mountainous region of the rest of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 7 to 9 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows that the government will move ahead, overcoming inequality, poverty and corruption. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deuba talks to Minister for Higher Education in Odisha State on the death of a Nepali student, calls for a fair investigation into the case. And U.S. President calls Ukraine's president a dictator without elections as U.S. rift with Ukraine deepens. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.